the rest of the story. This is about a woman in a tree. The mountain woman had climbed a tree, had jumped to the roof of the Appalachian Mountain log cabin. From there, it would be possible for her stealthily to climb through a window into the room where her own son was sleeping. So it had come to this. It was the boy who was the problem, she told herself. Son Frank was not at all like her other children. With an often absentee father, this frail-appearing little woman consoled herself that she had done a pretty good job with the children, all except Frank. He was the rebel. He matured ruggedly handsome and yet ever wore the clothing of a desperado, a trucker's cap, a rodeo association jacket, snap-button western shirts, black jeans, cowboy boots. He loved guns. He found the thought of war stimulating. When there was not enough excitement around, he created his own. When a friend had trees to be chopped down, Frank showed up with a machine gun mounted on a tripod on his Jeep and mowed the trees down with bursts of gunfire. Then again, neighbors called police. It was not his first run-in with local lawmen. And now it had come to this. His mother, lowering herself from the cabin roof and in through the bedroom window of her own son with a weapon in her own hand. Frank loved weapons. The walls of his room were ornamented with military rifles. His favorite bedside reading included gun catalogs and military magazines and war stories. He carried with him everywhere a .38 strapped to his ankle and a plastic handle folding knife. War satisfies my need for danger, he said. It heightens perceptions, the smell of gunpowder, the sound of shrapnel hitting a building. He said, I love to go places where bombs blow up. And he did. When Frank discovered how much he liked the taste of whiskey, he was bounced out of school and made his way overseas, took to joyriding around Europe with one hand on the steering wheel of a Rover, the other on a bottle of booze. Insisted that he could always drive better when relaxed. Back home, he raced motorbikes to the edge of danger. He continued his drinking, and the mother on the roof is wondering, where did she go wrong? She had tried to be a mother, a father, and a playmate. Had she tried too hard? Like the time she put tadpoles in their soup dishes. Like the time she had driven to a fast food restaurant with misbehaving Frank locked in the trunk of the car. She had opened the trunk only long enough to hand him a hamburger and then closed it again. Then last night, Frank knew how his mother felt about his smoking, but he continued to smoke and to snuff his cigarette butts in his coffee cup. So that was when his mother climbed the tree onto the roof, went in through a window, and dumped the coffee-soaked cigarette ashes in the face of her sleeping son. This time, mother had gone to such lengths to make her point that she made her point. Frank neither smokes nor drinks anymore. Today, Frank, at 44, satisfies his craving for danger by traveling to the world's most troubled places with food for innocent victims. Today, the prodigal son has come home to his hilltop cabin in the North Carolina mountains, still with a pistol strapped to his ankle, but with a new reputation now for worldwide humanitarian charity. For you see, Frank's mother, the woman on the roof, was Ruth Graham. Mrs. Billy Graham. Now you know the rest of the story.